Blog Talk Radio.
Right about now.
Oh! Lush! Talk to him. It's 2K10, think we begin in the hush knot. Block Talk Radio, listening Lush Spot. Music even hotter than what you stash in a glove box. People like,
you heard the New York rapper that Lush got?
TDI and Lush together is like a dream team. A Bronx bummer who linked up with a street queen. Over here, we don't need no softness. The Nigerian princess, CEO Boston. Lush, like her out there ain't another fam. I'm TDI, dig it homie, I'm a brother man. Violate, play tough and act gutter, man. Snap your damn neck back like a rubber band. I'm in the crib bumping Malice in Wonderland. While you other rappers act like faggots in Wonderland. Ray said getting money is the occupation. Lush Radio Online is domination. Yeah. Bronx, New York, your representative right here, TDI. Shouts to Lush Radio, blocktalkradio.com. Let's go.
Okay, we live in the building. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. I'm broadcasting live via Blog Talk Radio and live from Team Studio, and we live right here. And look what we got. Look what Team Studio got for us, the blue mic. I don't know if some of you guys, they do podcasts and stuff, but this is definitely an excellent, excellent mic to use when you're podcasting or broadcasting live or things like that. And it's chrome, too. So shout out to Team Studios, which is located at 752 East 137th Street, Bronx, New York, 10454. Call them at 347-726-22221. And for all your recording and mixing needs, they're open 7 days a week and 24 hours. They got rooms available. They're between Willow and Bruckner. So definitely make sure that you guys definitely come through and definitely support them and what they got going on. Also, I got my girl live in the building with me, Emma E2K, live in the building, doing her thing, looking all sexy. You know? We live in the building right now. And I got my co-host live in Jersey going in on a Ustream for us, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to him, definitely doing this one too. So we're going to go ahead and bring him live on here with us. Google, what's popping with you out there in Jersey? What's the weather looking like, Sambo?
The weather, the humidity is down. I'm in the barbershop watching the news report right now. So shout out to Lush, shout out to Emma. I surely wish I could be there, but it's hectic over here in Jersey today. But y'all know I'm on the check-in. Y'all know I'm coming through. Supporting the show, and shout out to Team ENT One on Twitter. You know, Team ENT is definitely supporting Lush Radio Online and the E2K. Y'all see that on my Twitter today. Just recognize that it's a movement. Ain't no stopping. And I'm sitting here actually trying to wait my turn in the barbershop. So you already know. Shout out to everybody getting themselves together tonight. Go out and live it up. Just drive safe. Don't drink and drive. You already know. Shout out to Lush Girls International.
Definitely.
It's all good, Lush. Congratulations. Congratulations. You know these moves is tight. And they watch. So let's go.
Definitely. I see them watching. Definitely, man. Shout out to all the people out there that's definitely supporting us at Lush Radio Online. Shout out to our sponsors. Our winner for this week was Bernie. He won the tickets. Oh, he was 2 weeks ago. He was the winner 2 weeks ago. But right now, we still got some tickets available for you guys for the hottest jingle going on, sponsored by On the Rocks and ENT and SoulSummer.com. Take the Entertainer and Friends August 21st, Paradise Theater, www.paradisetheaterevents.com. 6 p.m. show, 718-220-1015. If you would like to win some tickets, all you got to do is hit up my girl Emma E2K at E2KOnTheSpot@gmail.com and send in your hot jingle. It has to be 30 seconds. It has to be hot on the dot. So make sure you hit the spot. So send it in. So, and then definitely on top of that, make sure you check out the Lush Radio Girls T-shirt blog on the www.lushradioonline.com. And definitely support. It's only $25. $25. You got to check out the hot chicks we got, man. Shout out to my girl Leah and shout out to Pretty Rose. They're going to be live in the studio with us, and you'll see our sexy ladies. All you got to do is hit buy now. Also, thanks to the sponsors of the shirts, Elite Print, formerly known as Capital Customs. Call them at 202-471-0310. Contact them for custom clothing. So, like I said, man, tonight's the night. We're going to have your boy Jason live in the building, you know, with us. He's definitely doing his thing. DJ Pro Styles got his songs in rotation. So, if y'all definitely want to get down with the get down, y'all need to come through and watch us live on the Ustream. All you got to do is go to Ustream.com/LushRadioOnline because we live on the spot, baby. So if you're down with the squad, log on with us right now on Ustream. We're definitely doing our thing so you can see us live. Also, on top of that, Guru, you got anything out there popping and anything that people need to check out, Guru?
Oh, most definitely. I just want to shout out to all the people supporting us. Definitely, y'all need to check out my man, Bronze World on Twitter. Y'all need to check out Miss Caramel Ty and Jay Lewinsky 88. Everybody that's really rocking with us, that's who get that love right now because we see everybody out here with y'all little moves. So, you know, it's time right now. It's crunch time. We're going hard in the paint. Ain't nothing changed. All I got to say is we're going to keep our foot on the gas. And we ain't going in reverse. We're going forward and up. So just, you know, just get ready for the ride, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Definitely showing love to TDI NYC and everybody that's trying to get down with this Lush Girls International Movement and Lush Radio Online. Just check my Twitter. Y'all will see what's up. Future 100. Y'all could Google me. For the most part, it's all about this this movement right now. I ain't focused on nothing else, man. Me and Les been doing this too long, and we just getting warmed up, and we already on 1,000. So I don't even know if we tripling it or we doubling it. We go from 2,000 to 3,000. I don't know how we gonna do it. Right now it's at 1,000. So watch out.
That's crazy right now. And also on top of that, don't forget to check out. The IDJ Awards is going down this week. The IDJ Awards, check that out. It's going down this week in ATL. So we got some interns going down that's representing us hard body for Lush Radio. Also, we're looking for some interns to go down to Miami for Coast to Coast DJs event. Coast to Coast DJs event is going down August 27th to the 29th. We are a media sponsor. Check our logo on the flyer. It's going down, baby. It's going down. Definitely on top of that, we got slot opens. We got slot opens on Tuesdays. DJs, we're looking for Lush Radio DJs. DJs, if you're an upcoming DJ and you're really trying to get your music out there, your mix or whatever, we definitely want you guys to submit your music to CEOLushRadioOnline@gmail.com or FutureGuru100@gmail.com. Submit your music into us today and definitely get your spotlight on. DJs, come on at us, man. We got slots open.
While we got him on the line, let's just go ahead and tell them how official the photographer and if they want their photo shoots, that they can definitely link up with CEO. LushRadioOnline.com. And I'm about to get in this chair right now, Lush. So give me 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and I'm going to be right back on the line. I love y'all.
That's what it is, man. Definitely love you too, babe. Like I said, we're going to be right back on Lush Radio Online. We're going to go to some quick music real quick, and we'll be right back on Lush Radio Online. Let me see what I want to do. I think I want to play Bronx Brown with 950 Plus just because we're in the Bronx right now. Because I feel like it. You know, if the switchboard allows me to do it, you know, a switchboard be wilding out. I think it's wilding out today. We got the switchboard, make me feel like, you know, fighting the switchboard today, you know. But until the switchboard feels like it wants to act right, if you guys are logging on to Ustream right now, you can see us live, you know, broadcasting live on Ustream. I just need feedback over there. Are you guys able to hear us over there on Ustream? If you can, I need somebody to hit me up and go in the chat room on Lush Radio Online, www.blogtalkradio.com/Lush Radio Online, and go into the chat room and let me know if you guys can hear me or you can't, all right? I'm trying to make sure and check the audio if you're not able to hear us. So let me know if you can hear us in the audio. Definitely give us a hit and let us know what's going on with that. We're waiting for this switchboard to come on. But in between that, man, let's talk about, you know, some things today. You know, I got Emma live in the building. Emma, you got any shout-outs or anything like that, Emma?
Shout-out to me, myself, and I.
Shout-out to me, myself, and I, man. Shout-out to that. And don't forget, Emma's show is going down this Saturday, actually. This Saturday, tomorrow, it's going down. She's going to have Christian Dior and Lord Finesse live in the building. So y'all definitely need to tune in that for that one. We definitely going to be broadcasting live and everything, so check for that. It's going to be crazy. Yeah, people, my switchboard is acting up right now. So, you know what we're going to have to do with the switchboard? We're going to have to refresh our switchboard and come right back to it. But anyway, we got the new office and everything over here, and it's definitely beautiful. So we're going to pan around the office real quick. A little bit, you know, playing around a little bit. Y'all can see a little bit of, you know, we still going to add some couple of things and stuff, but it is beautiful. I say it's beautiful. I love it. Ever since she won't wait till it's perfected yet. Yeah. And then we can really show y'all, but, you know, it is what it is. We love y'all, man. We live in the building. And I know we're going to have our boy Bugsy calling in for us, and also Chocolate Mrs. live in the building. Shout out to all our street queens out there that definitely show us a lot of love and stuff. Shout out to Ebony. Shout out to Natalia. Natalia, we understand, girl. Everybody needs a break, girl. So take you a break.
I don't want to take too much break.
You know, you don't want to take too much break, but I understand you got to take a break. You know what I'm saying? Emma said she seen a picture on Facebook. Let's talk about that. Call in. Natalia, what's up with that picture? What's up with that picture, Natalia? Well, we're going to see if we can go to Bronx Mound real quick. And we'll be right back on Lush Radio Online, man. I'm feeling it.
This is how them boys gonna sound with some Alchemist shit, huh? Yeah. I'm pointing all y'all to shame. Cause we're already past fame. And the game's full of politics and I ain't here to campaign. I'm here to champagne. Women do my damn thing. Ain't no half-step, you better ask Kane. To know my, you won't receive my last name. No stress, cause I'm bouncing on your pussy like a box frame. I ring bells without a vibe, ain't that sick? If you can throw rice at the whip as I shit, call it fate. I ain't trying to be the best you ever had, baby girl. Better holler at Drake. It's easy to get 8, we don't trick nor gate. But with this pay stick, I can smell on your face. Emerge out the place of my circumference. Yeah, we does get you from the Bronx, act some kiss. Or 8 God, need about 8 yards to the first down. Where I'm from is like a shirt coming with a gun now. Yeah, we know that hold it down. Come around here with style, and we never break down. 2 train, 4 train, 5 train, 6 train, and they all run down. Getting dirty, getting busy. I'm from the coast, my nigga, did you hear me? Getting dirty, getting busy. I'm from the coast, my nigga, did you hear me? No. Well, it's sad, now they don't want no part of that. Gun Hill, now they don't want no part of that. Tree Mark, now they don't want no part of that. Sound View, now they don't want no part of that. In the motion, so when my heart pop, my feet stop. And still hop up on my hand and time to speak rocks reach top. Cause we got what he's not. I'm loading up the focus in the burn and let it be blocked. My son swift, you never gonna obtain this. Or the image alone, me and Esther sell a blank. I'm all set, gonna be caught up in the vortex. Kill him now, sell a box of candies on his doorstep. Fork and spoon, then I go and sort your wound. All these niggas robots, they stuck up in the old spoon. Playing you wake, place it in the ads of day. Turn them to the news, even take the train and stay in the state. Skull dangling, barbarian. And you can read it in my chest that the beat has been prepared. And I'ma pray for all of y'all. Fuck, I gotta talk about
watch them sell crack all day. So I can see my options if rap don't pay. Grab my dick and hold a mic. Looking for an MC, I'm the prototype. Game face like poker night. Four Masons, murder or not, spit ether. Run war Adidas, I followed the leader. Before Wayne had bling, or T.I. was the king. When Jada had it locked, A was doing his thing. Before Fifth opened up for the Locks and the Hot Boys. I inspired Jay-Z and the Rock Boys. I've been on industry shakedown. It's crazy, before Shady spit on my shit in 8 Mile. Before Joey Crack, when Pun wasn't fat. Before Tretch had a bat, A was on the map. I'm fire, I could've retired. Before Kanye spit through the wire on my level, he's a liar.
Yeah, we know to hold it down. Come around here with style, and we never break down. Two trains, four trains, five trains, six trains, and they all run down.
Getting dirty, getting busy. I'm from the coast, my nigga, did you hear me? Getting dirty, getting busy. I'm from the coast, my nigga, did you hear me? No.
Watching that, they don't want no part of that. Prospect, baby, they don't want no part of that. Fencing, nah, they don't want no part of that. The whole 40. They don't want no part of that. 161, they don't want no part of that. The whole Nelson, they don't want no part of that. 950, baby, they don't want no part of that. BX Burrow, they don't want no part of that. Big Pun, they don't want no part of that. My nigga 80, they don't want no part of that. Till we got it all locked.
Shout out to that was 950 plus, like I said, and you know, featuring AZ, and shout out to featuring AG from Digging in the Crates. That's definitely a hot one right there. So definitely you guys support that. And like I said, we're gonna have your boy Jason live in the building. I want to talk about you know, the job issues nowadays, man. Right now, there's a lot of people losing jobs, you know. Out here in the DMV, New York area, you know, down in the DMV, you know, they just got rid of like 100 and something teachers just now, you know. So what's to say when the kids go back to school, are they going to have teachers or substitutes? I don't know. It's getting crazy right now. The state of education is costing too much, and it seems like the first thing they're letting go is our education system, and we need that for our children, you know, which is starting to definitely cause a problem. So I don't know, guys, how y'all feel about, you know, the job system. You know, we can't really sit here and blame it on the president and everything. At the end of the day, the job system was already messed up, you know. It was always already left in chaos, and then he had to walk into it. So, I mean, how do you feel about that? Call in at 347-826-7722. Do you think the recession is getting better or is it getting worse? Talk to us, all right? Emma, how you feel about the recession, man?
I don't think there's a recession. I'm out in the streets. Everybody's shopping the same. Everybody's spending the money. I'm in the strip clubs. I see it raining. Where is the recession? Where is it?
That's what I'm asking. People are saying here that there's a recession, but like she said, she see people out there doing their thing. People out there doing their thing. People out there, you know, spending money and everything like that. Going on vacation. But at the end of the day, we have a problem because people are still out here struggling, and it's a problem, you know. And I think we need to turn the lights on right now. Turn the lights on. Or turn the lights off. Are they on or are they off? They don't look like they on. They look like they off.
The lights are on.
Oh, she says the lights are on. Okay. But, like, she's... She said that there's no recession, but I say that there is a recession because people are getting, or is it do we have a recession, or is it the fact that people are just basically don't want to pay the workers the amount of money that they need to pay them? It's either you're overqualified or you're underqualified. So what gives? You know what I mean? That's the question. What gives? Everybody is sitting here busting their butt every single day to figure out what they need to do. But we're going to go to a quick commercial, and we'll be right back on Lush Radio Online.
If you're looking for that hot studio, man, you trying to drop your lyrics, man, get your mixing and mastering on, getting your recording on, man, and you're tired of all those cats just standing you up and you don't know what to do, then you need to holler at Team Studios. Team Studios at 752 East 137th Street between Willow and Bruckner Boulevard, Bronx, New York, 10454. Call them at 347-726-22221, you know what I'm saying? And make sure that you log into the website at www.teamentertainment.net. Follow them on Twitter at TeamENT1. Don't forget, they open 24 hours, 7 days a week. I'm talking about they got rooms to rent. You looking for an office to get your whole internet radio going on? Or maybe you might even want to do something in there. I don't know what it is. You might even want to have a house party. I don't know. But you know what it is. 7 days a week, man. They got rooms for rent. Rooms for rent, man. Get your business together. Get your professionalism on. Make sure you holler at Team Studios. Team Studios, man. The hottest place in the Bronx.
Y'all heard that, man. The hottest place in the Bronx. You need to get your mixing and mastering on. You need to be coming to Team Studios. That's where we're broadcasting live right now. And you can see me live on Ustream. We got a caller from the 646. Live in the building. Like I said, y'all just heard Bronx Brown by AG featuring, you know, it's actually 950 plus featuring AG from Digging in the Crates. So let's go to the phone lines. We got a caller from the 646. What up, 646? Where you calling from? 646, you there?
Yeah, this is Deuce the God from 950 plus, Lush Radio. What it is, baby girl?
What's up with you with your sexy self? What's up?
Lushy, I see them lips moving, Lushy. I heard that Bronx Bound was on, so, you know, I had to come in. I'm in the studio right now, getting everything together. About to get it in right now, rolling up, you already know.
That's what's up. Go ahead, baby.
How they treating you out here? How they treating you out here in the Bronx?
Man, they treating me so well, man. I'm coming here every other weekend, man. It's crazy right now. I think the Bronx got me on lock right now.
Nice. We like to keep them berries over here. We like that.
I ain't messing with you, Deuce. You crazy, man. Put the Twitter. Yeah, definitely. You know, a perfect guy. You know, you can't control yourself not being a cougar, seeing you and Prince out there with y'all sexy answers. But anyway, I want to ask you a quick question. How you feel about, you know, the job situation for people nowadays? People say that if you feel like the recession is there, it's a recession, or is it getting worse or better? How you feel about the job situation? A lot of people, they go on to proper jobs. They're saying they're either underqualified or overqualified.
Personally, I can't speak on too much of the 9-to-5 because, you know, I don't got a 9-to-5. I'm on my 25-hour shift type shit. Everybody that's working that 9-to-5 or looking for that 9-to-5, my advice, become an entrepreneur, man. That's the best way to do it. Get your money, make your rules, make your own hours.
Definitely, and that's the truth. I think the entrepreneurs of today are going to be the ones that are going to be the survivors of the situation, because I still see me and Emma were saying we still see people making it rain out there, man. People still making it rain. People still shopping like it's no tomorrow, unless they saved up that income tax check and stressed it all the way out.
That's
unemployment and y'all using that thinking that's free money.
they changing them EBT checks in for that money. You already know. But you just got to be an entrepreneur. Get that money, man. Stop worrying about everybody else giving you a job and whatnot and make your own moves. That's my views on it.
Definitely, man. You definitely got to, get that money, man. Get that money, and that's definitely what it is. If you don't get your money, I don't know what you're trying to do right now. But,
definitely.
Tell us something that's new right now with 950 Plus. Any places y'all performing? Anywhere that we need to go check out or anything like that right now?
Definitely. We got a few shows coming up. We're going to be out in Canada, so any Canada's listeners out there, expect 950 to come out there for the Reggae Fest. Shout out to Sean Paul that's going to be performing also. We'll be out there definitely. Shout out to Claire Galeron, D-Cuts out there holding it down. You know what I mean? We just working on that official album, Fort Apache, the Bronx. 950 plus album is coming, it's going down. Shout out to E2K Magazine, shout out to Lush Radio,
We just working. You already know. Bronx Band all day.
That's what it is. Definitely shout out to Not 50 Plus. And definitely put your Twitter out there for the people.
Yeah, yeah. Follow us on the Twitter at Not 50 Plus. Everything is Not 50 Plus. Ask your ladies, ask your sister, ask your moms. We in the building.
Definitely, definitely. Shout out to them. I love Not 50 Plus. If you're not looking and you're not checking for 950 plus, then I might have to smack you myself. And that's how I feel. That's how I feel. I'm right here in the Bronx. The Bronx got me bounded. And I don't know if I want to go back to the damn video. I don't know.
You already know, Lush. I'm just showing you love. You already know. I'll tell E2K Magazine that we need that cover. Stop playing. You know that Sex Appeal's on deck.
You heard that. He already got a request then.
See y'all later.
definitely, man. But we love y'all, man, and we definitely support everything you got doing, man. I know y'all got to get to work because y'all busy, man. So
definitely.
That's what it is. Love
shout
y'all.
Shout out to Lush Radio. Shout out to all my cougars out there. Follow us on Twitter at 950 plus. Gone.
That's what it is, man. And because he called in and showed that love, we're going to go ahead and play Embrace the Pain by 950 Plus real quick. And like I said, we're going to have your boy Jason live in the building. And if you want to call in and you're watching us on Ustream, call in at 347-826-7722. We live.
Oh, baby. Woo-hoo. Catch you while she's sleeping. I fly the cover, slide underneath it. For my peas and she topless and the room is freezing. Treat her panties like they streaming from the water leaking. Ten of T's and put it in the ones and pretend I'm leaving. She jump up, all confused like what you do. I was in that special place that you could only take me to. And I tell her mama shoot, said you can never keep me. Don't need you OD and in my presence gotta breathe, please.
Sometimes I gotta embrace the pain, man. You know, whatever doesn't break us makes us stronger. So, you know, sometimes you gotta embrace the pain. You know, we can't sit here and have no soft stories about it. Hey, everybody has messed up things in their life. But look, man, we still here. Emma's still here. I'm still here. We still living. We still doing what we gotta do. You know, so all y'all cats with y'all soft stories, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I can get all the way up here from the DMV to New York for us to establish our office and studio up here and come back almost every other weekend, hey, where there's a will, there's a way. Hey, well. So, like I said, we live in the building on Lush Radio Online, man. I think I'm going to go to some more music. And just because it's hot as hell and just because I like this song, you know, you know, even Emma don't want me playing on her show, but you know what I'm saying? I play it on my show. It's my show. It's not. So I'll play Buggy Naked.
Somebody be on the trailer.
Buggy Naked.
She got a bedroom body, go shorty.
She got a bedroom body. Go girl. She got a bedroom body. Go shorty. She got a bedroom body. I told her I'ma call her. Got her on a camcorder. I can't believe I saw her.
Buggy naked.
As soon as I meet her, like a queen, I'ma treat her. Cause I just wanna see her.
Buggy naked.
I like it when she wears sweatpants right across the ass. Say pink. Smell like roses. The pussy don't stink. Chew double mint gum. She like to have fun. Tattoo on her back. Earring in her tongue. We the real Bonnie and Clyde. Your girl aight, but your girl ain't live. Fly in the piece of paper, bam, my name. Got the hardest chick in the game, wearing my ring. She look good in a thick green, but I wanna see her get
buggy naked.
I like it when she wear them tight jeans, but I'd rather see her get
buggy naked.
She got my name tattooed on her. Man, I seen it when she got
buggy naked.
I make her scream, buggy. I hit every corner. Cause I like it when she get
buggy naked.
I told her I'ma call her, got her on a camcorder. I can't believe I saw her.
Buggy naked.
As soon as I meet her, buggy. Like a queen, I'ma treat her. Cause I just wanna see her.
Buggy naked.
She was sitting home alone.
Buggy.
Sipping on Patron. Now she in my camera phone.
Buggy naked.
She was dancing in the club.
Buggy.
She want that thug love. Now she in his bathtub.
Buggy naked.
Thousand footage from the phone to the Mac and nigga movie. A massive bedroom body. My shit come with a jacuzzi. He said it's really miss. Your lips is mad juicy. I said it's Mrs. and this is Pat Pussy. And my birthday suit, he write me down. Lil Boosie. And we both G's. Together we make Gucci. You sex texting. Typical groupie. Mini visual. My send that picture of the Uchi. I'm the housewife. He took her his whole Gucci. I be on my job and Remy Ma's on duty. He be calling me paper so people think he used me. No, I give him three holes like a piece of loose food. I throw the booty, the foodie, and always ready. I'm telling you, but Becky ain't got nothing on Remy. Only KY jelly, everything is already. Don't gotta take off my clothes, I'm bucket naked already.
I told her I'ma call her, got her on the camcorder. I can't believe I saw her.
Buggy naked.
As soon as I meet her, like a queen, I'ma treat her. Cause I just wanna see her.
Buggy naked.
She was sitting home alone.
Buggy.
Sipping on Patron. Now she in my camera phone.
Buggy naked.
She was dancing in the club.
Buggy.
She want that thug love. Now she in his bathtub.
Buggy naked. Buggy. Buggy naked. Buggy. Buggy naked. Buggy naked. Buggy. Buggy naked.
Bucket naked, bucket naked. How many people are listening to Lush Radio Online bucket naked right now? If you're live in the New York area, man, and you're looking for the hot studio to be at to do your mixing and mastering, then you need to go to Team Studios at 752 East 137th Street, Bronx, New York, 10454. Call in at 347-726-2221. All your recording and mixing, mastering needs, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day between Willow and Bruckner. Also, don't forget the jingle, make sure that you definitely send in your jingles in for Emma's show. So you can see Cedric the Entertainer August the 21st. Send it to E2K on the spot, okay, on the dot. Also, shout out to all the DJs out there. If you're an independent DJ and you're definitely trying to get your stuff in, try to get your word out there, then take a chance with Lush Radio Online and become a Lush Radio DJ. We got slots open. Send in your hottest mix to CEO Lush Radio Online at gmail.com, and we'll definitely take you for consideration. Like I said, man, we're talking about basically what's going on with this whole so-called recession thing, right? You guys say it's a recession, blah, blah, blah. But I still people going out there shopping, people still buying jewelry, buying gold, doing they want to. So I'm like, look, if there's a recession, where they getting the money from? So are you using your unemployment check and you're not paying your bills and you ain't feeding your kids and you going out and you partying like every single night? Why are you doing that? Why aren't you taking care of your bare necessities? That's what I want to know. Holla at me, man. Are you feeling the recession or you not feeling the recession? Have you recently been laid off? But also, Barack Obama also extended unemployment recently. So now, if it went for 2 years, now it's on, it's definitely on, for 3 years. So if you was on 2 years, then you could definitely accept it again for 3 years. So definitely. Check out the unemployment if you're unemployed at the moment. Don't be scared to get unemployment. I don't know why some people are scared, Emma. Some people are scared to get unemployment. Is it more like because we feel so independent we have to work? But we paid into the unemployment, man. Talk about it, Emma.
I wish I could get unemployment checks. Why can I get a check? Oh, because I work for myself. Damn it.
I'm going to say she works for herself, so she doesn't get an unemployment. So she's kind of like excluded from that. But, you know, even though I still work for myself, you know, I still get that also that residual income, you know, teaching during the day on the school, you know, in the school system. So during those times that I'm off, you know, we get the you get the unemployment. So people can get the unemployment checks and stuff. You know what I mean? So don't be scared. You know, if your job laid you off, then you can get an unemployment check. Now, if you quit now, sucker, you ain't getting no unemployment checks, not at all. They're not getting anything. You know, you might as well look for another job, pimpin', for real. And, you know, the other thing that I'm kind of, like, mad about is, you know, people are talking that people are too, you know, they're over-experienced. Like, how can you be over-experienced? That doesn't make sense. You apply for a job, and you know the ins and outs of it, and you got somebody that may be, not to take away from college grads, but doesn't have any experience, just came out of college, and you got all this experience. You know the ins and outs of everything, but they'll give that college grad that job versus you. They say you're qualified. So a person that came from like a top company like Ernst & Young, right? And shouldn't be working at McDonald's. You came from Ernst & Young and you're working at McDonald's. That's when I have a problem, you know. You were used to making $60,000, but they see this person at school and they can only they're willing to take $40,000. So is it because they want to outsource, they want somebody that can pay cheaper? Is the companies not wanting to pay, they don't want to pay your value anymore? Talk about that, man. Call it at 347-826-7722 and see what's going on, man.
See, they know that you're qualified, you know what you're talking about. Eventually you're going to ask for more money. So they're not even from the gate, they're going to be like, because you're going to be able to hit them with something later on as far as letting them know you got experience, you know how to speak. So they'd rather be like, no, let's just stay with the one that's, you know, that want to take the $7.50 an hour.
Yeah.
Except, you know, the one that want to come in and talk about, oh, I should be getting 10. You know, so they're not even going to bother to train them and all that. They know that's going to happen. They'll rather just stay with the $7.50.
Uh-huh.
If anything, tell them, yo, it's really $6.50, and they'll take it.
Definitely. And you know what, I have nothing, you know, with Hornets, because, you know, I'm asking myself, but when I call the Sprint company, I'm expecting to have somebody that can understand what I'm saying. I get somebody that's in India. I tried to activate a phone for my daughter, a prepaid phone, and the lady said she was in the Philippines. I had no problem with the Philippines. I love them. They speak Tagalog. Shout out to you. But why do you outsource all these people when you got so many people out here that don't have any jobs? Why can't I work at the call center? I want a job at the call center. Sprint, hire me. I want to work at the call center. You know, I want to talk to foreigners. I want to talk to people. What's up? You know, Emma's bilingual. She can translate stuff. Like, what's going on?
Yes. ¿Quiere un teléfono? ¿Quiere cambiar un teléfono? Estoy aquí.
So for real, like, can we get that? Like, what's going on with the job market nowadays? Jobs are plummeting. So many people are losing jobs. What is going on, people? What is going on? You know, people just call in to the show at 347-826-7722. And if you want to see us live, go to ustream.com/LushRadioOnline. And, yeah, we're live. Now you can hear our audio. We had technical difficulties for the first second, but you know what I'm saying? It's all good. This is what you get when you go live, okay? Stuff happens. And we're going to have Jason live in the building on Lush Radio Online with us. And shout out to all the DJs out there. Once again, all you DJs out there, they'll definitely want to get your name out there with your mixes, or you want to actually get a chance to have your own show on Lush Radio Online, have a mix show. Y'all guys need to definitely email me at CEO Lush Radio Online and definitely get on live with us on the show and definitely rock with us, rock out with us. And shout out to Microphone Bully, you know what I'm saying? And definitely check them out on Sunday from 6 to 9 o'clock. Definitely check them out on their show. Like I said, Coast to Coast DJs is doing their thing. Shout out to everybody that's definitely supporting us on the August the 15th. I'm actually going to be live in ATL. So anybody in ATL that wants to get down with me or meet with me live in person in the flesh, Twitter me, and I can see you down there in the ATL, in the A. Shout out to the A. A. You know what I mean? Shout out to everybody in the A. Shout out to Kevin Shine. Shout out to everybody that definitely supports Lush Radio Online. I'm going to go ahead and play this joint, Plotting My Flavor, featuring Sheen and All Biz. Shout out to Microphone Bully, and we'll be right back on Lush Radio Online.
Lobby, be sure to be cool with neighbors. You can tell you're talking to hustlers. If they ask you where I'm sitting, I'm on top of the world. Like, fuck all the haters. I'm having a good time. H-O-D, man, when it was still all about the Benji's, hard knock life, 98, 99, always ahead of my time, when I was 8, I was 9, no storyline, cause y'all ain't been through shit, 8-4 corner pocket and hit him with the pool stick, call the booth the toilet, you know where I'm shitting, anybody ask, you know where I'm sitting on top of the world.
We live at Team Studios broadcasting live. Your girl Lushy Lush live in the building. And you know what I'm saying? I'm just feeling like I want to play some more music. What I got in the arsenal that I want to hear? Yo, a lot of cats out there is greedy, greedy, greedy. So DMX said it the best, man. Y'all better get on up. Stop being greedy. Let's go. DMX, stop being greedy. Throwback. Another Lush Radio throwback. Throwback.
I've been eating long enough now, stop being greedy. Keep it real, partner, give me the need. Ribs and touch them, and don't make me wait. Fuck around and I'm gonna bite you, snap my plate. I can flip that flow, I can stick that hoe, I can get that dough, you know I'm with that joke. Ain't a thing about this shit I can't do, I haven't seen. But when
50 plus, and when we in the DMV area, we riding with our girl Lush
on Lush Radio Online.
Cheer.
Yeah. I heard that from 950 plus. It's your girl Lushy Lush live in the building, and we back. We live on Ustream. All you gotta do is ustream.com/Lush Radio Online, and we live right now. We gonna have your boy Jason live in the building, logged in with us. You know what I'm saying? Don't forget, ME2K gonna have Christian Dior and your man Lord Finesse live in the building tomorrow night. So stay tuned. Like I said, so we rocking out tonight. Like I said, all y'all DJs out there that definitely want to get in the game and stuff, you know what I'm saying? Holla at us, Lush Radio Online, man. You already know what it is, man. Can you hear me? Bad seat.
One for the borough, two for the city, three for the ass, four for the city. Sugar Ray Leonard, the rap, I'm so pretty. Been all over the world, but not did it. Get a lot of love on Twitter, I'm mad with it. At Nicholas Cage, come fuck with me. Smoke like I smoke, come fuck with me. Me love sticky, me not picky. I'm a weed head, I smoke the good shit. Got a 9 to 5, still on my hood shit. German look shit, if dudes get ruthless, but most of the time chillin', I'm on my cool shit. Who this? He blonde, he clueless. He doubts that I spit, that dude is foolish. Sit him down some after school shit. Get a nigga the word fresh off the bullpen. Walk up to him, smack him hard in his head, and tell a nigga get up off the bullshit.
Go, 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 go.
Doing this since biz was going off, and when niggas is whack on stage, you throw them off. Man, I ain't even in the thong rock. Step it up a notch, nigga, I'm throwing locks. Since Muppet Baby and Nanny Sock, I've been putting in work, and I might be a pop.
Hip-hop is back cause I said so. None of that bullshit, nigga, I said no. I don't give a fuck where you came from. Niggas been weak since day one. Niggas say something, I'ma aim one. Right in the side of your cranium. Nigga, my flow is bananas. Got the music down, all I need is the cameras. And that's word to my nana. I'm living for today cause I ain't promised manana. Sorry to say it's no Santa. I've been nice since L walked the Panther. Since Scuba Scrap was Kane Dancer. Since Fight the Power was the answer.
Go, 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 go.
I'm out, B.
That's what it is, man. We're live in the building on in Team Studios right now, doing our 1-2. Jason is about to come in right now, you know what I'm saying, live in the studio with us on Lush Radio Online. So we're going to bring him in a second. I know Jason got a song, What You Gonna Do with Webstar. We got that in the building. And we also got next in line from Jason. He's going to be live in the building with us in a quick second. So I want y'all guys to brace yourselves. DJ Pro Style. Shout out to DJ Pro Style for showing us love at Sofas and holding up the flyer and everything for us. You know, he's doing his thing on BET, all over the place, you know what I'm saying, Big Willie Style. And he's definitely spinning this song next in line, you know, by Jason. So y'all definitely need to support that right now. So he's about to be coming and having a seat with us, and he's about to rock out with us with his sale, you know. So I want you guys to call in at 347-826-7722, and we're going to be live in the building with your boy, Jason. So he's about to come in the building with us right now. You know, we're going to go ahead and give him some Lush Radio love. We got Jason about to come through with us and show us some love and have a seat right here with me.
History,
you know, real quick. So, we live right now. And make sure you call in at 347-826-7722. We got Jason. What's up with you, boo?
Hey, man.
What's up with you? How you doing? Everything is lovely.
All right.
So we got Jason live in the building. We got to give him some Lush Radio love. So the people want to clap. Let's give us a clap. Yeah. So before we start and get into the interview, you got any shout-outs or anything like that right now?
I mean, you know, shout-out to the whole crew. You know, South Team Entertainment, LG Music Group, Ivy Lee, excuse me, De Niro, Gucci Boys. Yeah.
That's what's up. And if y'all don't know, man, DJ Pro Styles is spinning next in line. It's a crazy song. It's retarded right now. So y'all people definitely need to support that. We're going to have that in the arsenal and running that for y'all in a few. So, Jason, like, what, you know, got you started in the whole, you know, music industry?
I mean, you know, at the end of the day, you got to be a fan of hip-hop. You know, I'm a hardcore fan of hip-hop. I love hip-hop. I mean, it started from as long as I can remember. You know, being in the streets, caught up, you know, inspired by a lot of people that had what it took to make it out the hood. They never got the opportunity to. So I seen an opportunity. I grabbed it, and I said, you know what, let me make something out of this. And then we just been going hard ever since.
That's what's up. You know, you originally from the Bronx, right? So, you know, being from the Bronx, you know, which is a rough area, you know what I'm saying? You either it's do or die out here, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, what was the temptation, the challenges of the streets and then, you know, going full body, hard body with the music? Was it a temptation for you? Was it hard, separate?
Yeah, it was kind of hard because everybody that's in the music industry and that's on the come up, they know, you know what I'm saying? It is no money at the beginning. You just grinding. you know, at the end of the day, you know, I'm a parent, you know, I've been doing this since I was young, so I got to feed the family, I got to bring food to the table, I got to pay them bills. So it was kind of hard to separate the two, but, you know, we managed to get away with it and we managed to make it happen.
That's what's up. Dealing with how do you feel the Latin community? I know with you know, having Latin background, you know, do you feel yourself as more of a Latin artist? Do you feel like there's more of like you're put in a box when you're from Latin background, or do you feel like you're more of a crossover artist, like you can work with everybody?
I'm a crossover artist, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm Latino, of course, Boricua, you know, but I'm a crossover artist. I do everything. There's not, no box. I'm always out the box. I'm always on the other side of the fence. So, I'm pro, so versatile, do it all.
That's what's good.
I'm a rapper. Ain't nothing about it. He's a Latin rapper. No, he's a rapper. He's an artist. You know what I mean? But I take whatever I can take.
That's what's up. And you definitely doing your thing. So, I mean, what do you feel is the hardest adversity that you had to deal with being in the music industry?
Getting to the DJs is a process, you know. It's like because there's so many people trying to get to these DJs, you're not the only one, you know what I'm saying? So it's like thousands of artists approaching these people all day, so it's very hard. You got to come with that fire, you got to come with something different, and you got to stay consistent. So that's like one of the main hard parts of it. And, you know, dealing with your circle, you know what I'm saying, when you're dealing with a whole unit, there's a lot of emotions involved. That's one of them. So, you know, those two, basically everything else has been, you know what I'm saying, it's been easy. We're making the scene real easy, you know what I mean?
That's what it is. And since you just talked about it, because we talk a lot about business on Lush Radio Online, you know, having your business together when it comes to the music, because, you know, at the end of the day, it's 90% business and the rest of it is music and talent, you know? So having your stuff together, like how strong is it, how important is it for you to have a strong team behind you?
Oh, it's important. It's important. You got to have that business correct because at the end of the day, it'll haunt you later on in the future. You feel what I'm saying? Like, you work so hard for this, and, you know, God forbid, you know, we're not promising some all something happening. You got a little one at home. She can live off of that for a while. But if your business ain't tight, everybody else will eat but you. You know what I'm saying? So that's the most important. Get your business right. Make sure you get from iTunes up. Hit up all the websites. I mean, it's getting easier. It's getting easier for us, but hard at the same time because the game is, like, more independent now. Since we got the internet, since we got the videos, since we got everything. So it's like it's getting more hard now to get the budgets and to get to the big major labels. They got to see you consistent and moving units.
Definitely. And tell us about your connection with Team Studios, you know, the whole Team Entertainment Squad. You know, how'd you link up with these wonderful cats? That we broadcasting live at studio right now.
Well, I mean, I knew one of the members from my hood, you know what I'm saying, for a while. And Team Entertainment is my management. So I knew them. I knew one of the members, my man Al, for a minute. So I linked up with Ed through Al, and that's how that became something.
That's what's up. And also another one of our members of Lush Radio Online, which is TDI.
Oh, that's my brother.
Who broadcasts live on Monday, each and every Monday at 8:00. Tell us how you guys linked up, because we got a song from you guys called Latin Gorillas that you did together.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
I mean, TDI is my brother. That's my little brother. I met him through Gorilla Tone. He's a cool dude, you know what I'm saying? Work ethic is crazy, you know what I'm saying? He's about his music, he's about his business. He ain't one of these silly dudes just running around doing stupid shit. Excuse me, I mean to curse. But,
hey, go ahead, man. We live, man. It's Lush Radio. Do what you do.
That's my little brother, man. That's family right there, you know? We got some joints together. I got something that I'm going to put on my next mixtape. I got another mixtape about to drop soon. You know what I'm saying? I just got a call, you know? I'm going to holler at my dude, Pro Style. Shout out to Pro Style, Power 105, Ciroc mm-hmm. Boys, Heavy Hitter, DJ Nelcast, One, Carmelo,
mm-hmm.
Type of Sounds. I mean, you know, the records is getting love. So shout out to the DJs. Respect the DJs. Respect the grind.
Definitely, man. And you know, the ladies want to know. You wifed up or you single or is it complicated? What's the situation?
Yeah, I'm wifed up.
You wifed up?
Yeah.
Ladies out there, he said he wifed up, man, and that's a good thing, man. Shout out to the wifey out there, salute.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? For all the ladies that hold their man there, because this is a rough, you know, industry, man. It's a rough industry, and it's hard, you know, trying to hold down a relationship and holding down your career. especially when it's something you believe in. Tell us about the stuff that's new that we need to look out for, new videos, new things that's in the works, man.
Well, I got a new song called Private Dance that's getting spinned right now. I got my new mixtape about to drop, hosted by DJ Pro Style. I mean, we just found this out today, so it's like,
wow.
You know, we've been working, like, you know, I'm fresh out the studio. I've been to 3 studios since yesterday, working back and forth with different artists. But before I drop my mixtape, I got the Ivy League mixtape coming out, which is my artists, Young Prez, Bronx Sun, 718, Young Cutter, and my man Pa B. So we got the Ivy League mixtape coming out under LG Music Group, and then we got my joint dropping. And then we're working on an LP after that.
Wow, that's what's up. Who are some of the producers you're working with on this new project?
Well, on my new mixtape, I got this young kid who's my producer now, Mike Mueller, a little young dude, he's 17, this kid is a problem. He's a
wow.
Kid. You know, I got my man Rue Rush, I got the Beat Advocates, I got Vinyls, I got Brave Star. I got a lot of producers that I work with, but for my LP, I'm trying to work with somebody that I've been wanting to work for like a little while now. His name is Scoop DeVille. He just produced the joint with Fat Joe's on the radio, Problems. So I'm trying to work with him on my new LP.
That's what's up. So you hear that? He's trying to work with you. So holla at him. Put your Twitter and all that information out there. And if other.
It's Jay Sun.
It's Jay Sun.
Yeah.
Jay Sun. Okay.
I'm Jay Sun. HOISJAYSUN. Who is Jay Sun?
And this is another question. Everybody, you know, you spell your name totally different. Like, you know, it's unique. You know, Jay Sun.
Yes.
You know, so tell us about, you know, that whole concept of the name.
I mean, the Jason is just Jason. You understand what I'm saying? But the Sun came from a cousin of mine. You know, when I first started rapping, everywhere I went, I was just like, everybody knew I was there. It was like the glow was there. It was like the sun was there. Like, everybody was like, yo, who is that kid? You know, so my cousin started saying, nah, don't spell it. Don't just Jason or Jay, whatever. It's Jason because you sound like one. So we started just running with that. And I just left the Jason for, like, forever now.
That's what's up. And we got a call alive in the building. I think it's my boy Bugsy live in the Boston area. Bugsy, you live on the line with us, boo?
What's goody, Lush?
Ain't nothing much, man. Digging in the scene on the gangster lane and broadcasting live on Ustream too, boo.
Okay, that's what it is, man. You already know. I'm a little late, but you know I had to come through, man.
I know. We got our boy Jay Sun live in the building. DJ Pro Styles is running his music. Next in line, got spins like crazy. He got another mixtape about to be hosted by DJ Pro Styles. We broadcasting live from Team Studios. It's crazy right now. You know what I'm saying? He's right here in the Arsenal. You want to say what up to him?
Most definitely. What it do? Salute, man. You know, I've been hearing his name buzzing. You know what I'm saying?
All right, that's what it is. I fucks with Boston, man. I got love for Boston, man. I'm always out there. I'm always in the beam.
Okay, that's definitely what it do, man. Yeah, it's nothing but love out here. Well, I ain't going to front say nothing but love, but, you know, good portion of love out here, man.
Yeah. You already know. You already know. That's how it is. You know, hood to hood, man.
Oh, you already know. Ain't nothing changed, man, but the zip code.
That's what it is.
It is, Bugs.
Bugsy, you got a question for him, or you going to wait until we run the music and stuff, and then you want to ask him a couple of questions, man?
Oh, I'm going to kick up first, take my shoes off, and relax in the house for a second, if that's all right with you, and then, I get it in.
Go ahead and take your shoes off and relax, man, and then, you know what I'm saying, but we're going to run a song. I think I got the one with him and TDI, and then we're going to, once we get all that other stuff in the arsenal, we're going to play Next in Line. And all the hot ones he got in the arsenal in a second. But also, like I said, what are some of the things that, you know, we want to see, like, you want to see, like, later on in the future when it comes to you? Like, do you want to get into, you know, you want to continue with just the music, or are there other, like, venues you want to dip into?
I want to get into movies, acting. I want to get into acting, you know. I'm working with my man Danny from the West Coast right now on a short film. They're about to put me in, so, I mean, I'm trying to get into that. You know, I love the movies. You know, I mean, it's all about business. It's all about being successful, trying to get to the next level. You know, music is just my passion. That's what I love doing, and I'm always continue to do music. But, you know, we didn't treat other lanes as well.
Definitely, that's the truth, man. So, I mean, if you want to play a role, who you going to play? What you want to do? What you want to do?
I mean,
you going to be in a suspense thriller or something like that? You going to be acting?
Listen, man, I mean, you know, like, I'm a hustler. You know what I mean? So I'm gonna do, you know, whatever them checks looking good except funny shit. I'm not with all that other, you know what I'm talking about. Don't call me up for that. I'm not calling me up for that. But I mean, other than that, you know, we get into it all.
That's what's up, that's what's up. Shout out to everybody out there on Ustream, watching us on Ustream. Log on to www.ustream.com/freshradioonline. We're live right now with your boy, Jason, live in the building. Make sure you follow him on Twitter and say, repeat that again for the people again.
At who is Jason?
At who is Jason? If you don't know who he is, he's here right here. don't let him hide his face with the cap in there.
No, I'm here. I'm not.
He's definitely live in the building, man. And I got my boy Guru, and we're going to go on to his Latin Gorillas, and we're going to go on to other songs in a second. Guru, you live in the building. You finished getting your hair cut. We live with Jason right now, man.
Yeah, I done got touched up. Now I'm going to the fish spot. You already know my boy Keith Holly out there. He's trying to got it going on. Holly fish and shrimp. I'm about to walk smooth in there.
But you trying to make everybody hungry, son. You ain't bringing nobody to play.
Get hungry. It's time to eat.
Chips and all that. You wildin' right now.
I'm
got my burrito looking like nothing.
And some shrimp and all that. And they ain't
yo,
even that crowded right now.
Hey, yo, Guru, representing Jersey, Irvington area. Guru, we got Jason live in the building. He getting crazy spins right now by DJ Post Styles, the streets lover, man, the radio lover, man. You want to salute him real quick, man?
Yo, shout out my dude, Jay. I appreciate you supporting this show, man. It's really going down. Congratulations on everything right now. We just support you right now. We support you right now. I'm looking forward to good things.
We support each other. You already know how it is. Real recognize real.
Yes, sir, man. And Lush is doing a beautiful job out here, man. We just want to support a hard body 100%, man. You see the guests. You see the caliber of the guests, man. Talk that up. DJ Pro Styles. You already know, man. It's family time.
Yeah, shout out to him. Shout out to Pro Styles. Shout out to Carmelo and Enough. Shout out to all of them definitely showing us love on Lush Radio Online. I'll play Latin Gorillas real quick with TDI and Jason. Y'all know TDI represents his hard body on Mondays, man. And then we're going to go into some other songs by Jason because this is Jason Friday, man.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here Fridays, man. Yeah, let's go.
Came with the gorillas, affiliated with them Latin niggas there to pull up and everybody's a target. Flow so flawless, they wonder where the kid from. When the fist dumps, just spit faster than big puns. Rip lungs, your face, your body, I'll be comatose. Don't flow my bars, I'll probably have them overdose. Fit flames, ain't shit changed, you bitch made. I could switch lanes and still hit him at mid-range. I'm from the Bronx where niggas and beat your shit same. Who you got a problem with? 50 cal, hollow fifths. If we in the club, we getting poppin' with bottles quick. And dudes know the team, so I'm fucking straight. Made a few moves, that niggas acting impressed. I'm on top of this whole shit with connects in the Midwest. See, I'm trying to catch wreck, 16-24. However, I formatted, it's like I'm loading the tech. No checks, just straight cash, niggas don't get a rat. We the reason Wall Street ain't got a fucking penny left. Black tents, Porsche truck, when I'm out of state. And it probably got no insurance with Minnesota plate. If a nigga squeeze, I squeeze back in broad day. No ski mask, I'm coming at you in bare face. Scared straight when I move, he jump. And if the roof ain't big enough, the Uzi dump.
You ain't got a choice, you ain't got a choice. Got 10,000 niggas on deck. I'm a real Latin gorilla. You know we get it in. I'm a Latin gorilla. So nigga, what it is? But you ain't got a choice. Got 10,000 niggas on deck. I'm a real Latin gorilla. You know we get it in. I'm a Latin gorilla. So nigga, what it is?
Yo, I'm TDI. Back on my boss flow. Slick bars and the points is my combo. Moving green and white, something like Rondo. Celtic cry, you ain't nothing but a dumb dope. Think you a killer, think you the realest, clap your legs.
smack you with the toast. You'll be a hammerhead. Who out there got his dead lock? Look for the fly swim dude in the red sock fitted. Put me in the pit, and I won't even choke. I'm putting my L's up, and I won't even smoke. And if he act up, I'm straight smacking the trigger. 10,000 of us, we Latin gorillas. We goons out, us niggas, we keep ratchets. I'ma be the first to show you gorillas can speak Spanish. If you see me wearing a toast, I'ma hang you in the closet. Nigga, why you wearing your clothes?
You ain't got a pair of shoes. Got a choice, got 10,000 niggas on deck. I'm a real Latin gorilla. You know we get it in. I'm a Latin gorilla. So nigga, what it is? You ain't got a camera, but you ain't got a choice. Got 10,000 niggas on deck. I'm a real Latin gorilla. You know we get it in. I'm a Latin gorilla. So nigga, what it is?
It's your boy, Special Ed. And when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
That's crazy because I just talked to Special Ed the other night, too. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Special Ed and Busy B out there doing a 1-2. Hopefully we see a collabo from them coming soon. But like I said, we live in the building with your boy Jason in the building.
Yeah.
Yo, it's hot as hell outside. You know what I'm saying? How many people are listening to Lush Radio Online fucking naked under the AC? Holla at us right now. We live in the building with Jason, man. And that one right there was with TDI and your boy Jason, Latin Gorillas, Gorillas. So, Jason, man, tell me, you know, where is the whole concept of Latin gorillas coming from? You know, talk to us.
I mean, it's crazy. I'm always traveling, so I'm always in the West Coast a lot. I'm in LA a lot most of the time.
Uh-huh.
So I'm out there. I got some family out there. We chilling. You know, they got the whole garage studio popping.
Uh-huh.
It's real out there. That's
uh-huh.
one thing. It's love. It's real.
Uh-huh.
We chilling. You know, everywhere I was going. And there's a bunch of big dudes behind us. They like, man, y'all niggas are Samoans or something. I'm not Samoan, you know? So, you know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, y'all some Latin gorillas. Somebody had said it one time, and then my cousin kept bringing it up at every session, and we just was like, yo, we just gonna run with that. It was a game, though, you know what I'm saying? Till I came out and saw him on MTV3 on the Latin and on Chili. Oh,
okay.
And I came out on that, and it just so happened I had the shirt on, and just... People went crazy out there with it. Yeah, so it was like blew up, and then I had my man Tone. He just started a car club out here for you know, the Gorilla Auto Squad, man, Gorilla Auto Squad. It went crazy. The streets was going crazy. It was like 80 cars out here with them with the stickers on their cars. It just blew up. I mean, you know, it was like a little brush fire. I didn't expect for it to get that crazy. But it damn sure did, you know. Then we was in Miami, Ludacris shot at the side of the party.
Wow.
The gorillas is in here. It was crazy. So, you know, it's not just a straight Latin thing. You know, it's a movement for DJs, artists, producers, and promoters to get together as one and try to make, you know, a situation better. Like, you know what I'm saying? I may have a plug, you may have a plug, but our plugs won't work, you know, just by ourselves. When we put them together, it works. So that's how we started using that as, you know what I'm saying? So that's how that came about. But it started out in the West, and then it went to Chile, and then next thing you know, I had the whole Chili hit me on MySpace for shirts.
Wow. I'm saying, but this is the thing, right? Is the gorilla thing just for men? Can ladies be gorilla ets or something?
Of course. Man, gorillas is for everybody. You know, it's not even Spanish, it's just Spanish. You know, Spanish, black, white, whoever. You know, I have my man Raizy, he was there with the movement.
Uh-huh.
He's not Spanish.
Uh-huh.
You know, so everybody's like, oh, he's not Spanish. Why is he with?
Uh-huh.
I had, you know, rest in peace, Party Artie. He was on the Shine's album.
Shout out to Party Artie.
That's my brother, rest in peace. A lot of people didn't know, you know, me and that dude kicked it very well. You know, we got introduced through my cousin, and we was always on some low shit working. You know what I'm saying? So before he passed, you know, me and him had a serious conversation. That was my dude. He's like one of the first dudes that really was like, damn, man, you nice. You're gonna do something with yourself. You're going to blow up when a lot of people get it on me. So, you know, rest in peace to him.
That's what it is. And rest in peace. Emma actually did a spread on him on E2K Magazine. Shout out to E2K Magazine.
Yeah,
she definitely was close to him also. So, fellas on the line, Guru and Bugsy, what did y'all think about Latin Gorillaz until, you know, we about to go on to the next song? How'd y'all feel about that? How you feel about that, Bugsy?
I'm fucking with it. I rock with that shit. That shit definitely got a nice little bump to it. I ain't going front. You knocked that shit in the whip all day.
That's what's up, Bugsy, straight out of Boston.
That's what it is, being a fucking being all day.
How you feel about that, Guru?
Yeah, definitely the concept was there and the track was kind of live, so I'm definitely rocking with that. Give it a hot right now. That's stamp that.
Stamp that. It's official.
Stamp that.
You already
That's
know.
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. We got a couple of other joints, you know, from him. Y'all guys got a question? You got a question for him, Guru?
Yeah, I'm just actually since you mentioned that West Coast love, I mean, we out here in Jersey and NYC and Maryland, D.C., we actually want to know what some of the producers and the engineers you might be working with right now from out there, man.
Where, from out in the West Coast?
Yeah.
Well, I work with an engineer out there who's his name is Don Yvonne. I got somebody else who's named Danny. I got my other man, Shorty Mike. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people out there that I work with. Actually, you know, when I go out there, I actually link up with one person, which is my man Danny. He's a big promoter out there, and he just takes me everywhere. Like this dude, like we don't sleep. We out there working with everybody, getting that feature money. You know, getting that love, and you know, working, grinding.
That's what it's all about. We appreciate that info, man. That's how we do it. Support everybody.
There's
definitely
people out there.
That's what's up. Yeah, come through. Come through, man. We got it laid out here. We got it laid out in the NYC. Jersey, NYC.
I think I'll be out there the third Saturday. In 2 weeks, I'll be out there at a youth basketball game. That's what I'm going to do with this.
Okay,
my homeboy, he's a rapper. He goes by the name of Tito Grams. He's down with Block Royal.
Okay.
And he does a big event for the youth kids that just came out of, you know, jail.
Okay. Juvenile
detention and all
cool.
That, group homes and all
I
that.
I do want to ask you about what do you do to give back and stuff, so that's excellent right
now. Right, that's what we're going to do to give back. We're going out there, we're going to vibe out with the kids. You know, we're going to bring food out there. We're going to have DJs out there.
Yeah.
We're going to hand out the same shirts.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Whatever. I get clothes from Coogee,
uh-huh.
Crown Holder. I got Hip Rock Authority.
Uh-huh.
Who else I got? I got a few people that I get clothes for. We're gonna do like a little raffle and maybe give like 4 or 5 kids a nice, you know, set of clothes and all that.
That's
so, you know, we getting it pop, but we definitely want to get back to the youth, man. Let them know that, you know, we all in it together. We come from the same ghetto.
That's what's up. You got a question for Jason?
Yeah, I do. I think he kind of knew I was going to ask about the community joint. He must have listened to the show before, so we might have to switch it up on him. And, you know, basically just ask him where he got rested, where he got cooking for the rest of the summer. You know, I know you'd be up in the kitchen, man.
You already know. You know, I got the new mixtape popping, about to drop a pro style. I got my Ivy League thing going on, LG Music Group. I got a bunch of artists that I recruited from the neighborhood. There's fire just as nice as me. You know, some even better, because I got to pay homage to my niggas that's getting it in. You know what I'm saying? So I respect that. You know, we got a lot of things popping. You know, I'm going to get in tune with Lush more often now, and we're going to make this, you know, we're going to make a movie. We're going to make this happen.
Hey, you got to be specific about movies and stuff. You know, people get ideas. I'm playing with y'all, man. We live on Let's Radio Online with your boy Jason live in the building. I see us on Ustream. We live right now, broadcasting live from King Studios, man. Shout out to all the Latin Gorillaz out there, Gorilla Tone out there. You know, shout out to Eddie, Alex, and Jose, all y'all out there. We definitely rock with y'all. We live in the building. We got some more music from your man, Jason. So y'all better just turn your amps up, turn your ears up. It's crazy right now, you know what I'm saying? And if you're a Jason lover, you know what I'm saying, then, hey, love a long time. Love it long time. So he got a song with Webstar, What You Gonna Do. Tell us about that. Introduce it.
Yeah, this is my other joint that's on the radio, What You Gonna Do, featuring my homie DJ Webstar. Harlem Stand Up, you know we got a love for Harlem, man. The only thing that separates us is the bridge.
That's what it is. Let's go.
Top notch. already know what this is. Jason in the D, Red Star.
She's gonna work it on you. She did a little twerk and she's flirting on you. She had it to the dance floor and now it's on you. She's staying all night and she's waiting on you.
Last word.
What you
gonna
do?
So
what you
gonna
do? So what you
gonna
do?
I walked up in the spot, I seen shorty, and the looks at the door. What it fat popping out of them fly juicy couture. I'm trying to set it off right, dressed in the board. We the bosses in the club, got them so nice. White D&M, hands up, she let it bounce back. Whipped it off Nouveau, me I'm taking shots back. Blunts rotating, everybody getting hype. Cause the DJ's yelling out who's picked up tonight. She was kinda like a free type. All I did was point at her, she gave me the green light. I mean, I just got here, I ain't trying to go. But then the waiter came and whispered real slow.
Let's go.
She's
gonna work it on you.
Last word.
Get a little twerk and she's flirting on you.
I know how we get it. 20 in the club, you know I'm gon' spin it. I bring Diddy out, I bring Jimmy out. Latin gorillas, yeah, I run the city out. Too much money to count, money. Too much dough to blow, money. Too much cash to stash. Shorty got a fat old helmet and my pedal to the floor. 260 on my dash. Shorty like Riri, tryna go hard. Fat like Nicki, we got a Minardi. I'm out of this planet, Venus, Mars. Dancing on me, cause my name is West.
I love you to death, man. You need to answer the phone, man. Stop playing games, dog. But anyway, we live in the building with Jason. Live in the building. Make sure you follow him on Twitter. Who is Jason? Somebody's getting unfollowed today because I need to follow Jason right now. So if you're not following him right now, I'm going to smack you in your face. Bam. But, we live in the building right now. I want to know what y'all feel about this, because this is Hot or Not Fridays, man. Hot or Not Fridays and Get the Fuck Out of Here Fridays, man. So you want to tell us some Get the Fuck Out of Here, and we're going to explain the details of that in a few. So how you feel about that, Bugsy? Was that a hot or not? How you feel about that? What's your feedback?
I rock with that joint right there. Definitely did his thing, man. I don't know. I guess this week we got some hot joints blazing through today, you know?
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up.
Yeah.
You giving it a hot? That's what's up. That's what's up, Guru.
Is it a hot, Guru?
Definitely put it up there because you got the web star popping off. You know, you can't go wrong with a little beat like that. So, I mean, it was there. The energy is definitely there. So I was all tuned in with the energy. So I'm giving it a hot for the energy right there.
Okay.
definitely was rocking on that track.
Yeah.
That's what's up. We got a caller from the 917. 917, you're live in the building on Lush Radio Online with your boy Jason. Was you able to hear that song? State your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Maria.
What? Hello?
My name is Maria, and I'm calling from the Bronx.
Hey, yo, Emma, I'm going to beat you, okay?
I'm going to beat her.
This is a whole different show with the spanking situation. I don't want to say beat her ass. I don't want to say it like that. She had me, so she said Bronx. When she said Bronx, I heard her voice.
You already knew it was Emma right there. She can't disguise her voice.
Anyway, I'm not taking Jason's time, so Jason, you already know. Just wanted to support you and make people laugh and shit. And they just went and took it, to fucking Nation and shit.
Thank you.
Bye, Jason. Keep rocking on. Lion Gordy Lash. Ya tu sabes, Team Studio. You already know where we at. Peace.
Emma
is crazy, man. I love Emma to death. She off the hook, man. But definitely shout out to her. Another thing, Jay, who are some of the other people that you want to work with later on in the future, whether it be producers, DJs, or anything like that, you know, that you would like to work with later on in the future?
I would like to work with people who sound different, sound out the box. Like, I mean, rappers, I could reach out to anybody, you know what I'm saying? Like, I would like to do something maybe with Snoop.
Oh, that's awesome.
Maybe Snoop. Katy Perry.
Wow.
Right now, my people just reached out to Bruno Mars people, so they talking. Maybe we could get him for the LP or something. Like, things like that. You know, I want to make different kind of music. I want to step out the box. I want to do something that even I'll be like, damn, I did that shit. Like, you know?
Wow. Well, let me ask you a question then. Since what if something, you got a call and they say, yo, they want you to work with Lady Gaga. And she want to throw blood on her body and all that. What's up?
Wait. Now, she been throwing all that shit on me.
Yeah.
I would like to be in the studio with that weird ass girl. She weird, man. She got these girls fucked up.
Yo, I seen her video, the video she got off Alejandro, right?
With the missile.
Yo. She took Madonna style to the thousandth power, yo. Like, she's, like, off the hook. Like, I don't know if that was, like, a dry porn or what that was. That video was off the hook, yo.
Yeah,
that was crazy. I have no words.
Whoa, that's crazy. That's crazy. My kids are not allowed to watch that.
And the other question I want to ask you, with the everybody saying, you know, the recession and this, that, and third. Okay. I see a lot of people still making it rain. We see a lot of people out there shopping. You know, I see y'all on Fordham. I see y'all on Pickin Avenue. I see y'all in Demon V. Y'all out there still shopping. Mm-hmm. You know, people are getting laid off and stuff like that. You know, what's some of the advice? You know, do you feel like, you know, people are getting over this thing, or there's really no recession? That basically most of the jobs are just don't want to pay people what they're worth. Tell me how you feel about it.
It may be that. Some, you know, they don't want to pay the people what they worth. And, you know, my thing about the recession thing, it's only a recession when you fucked up. When your pocket is fucked up, that's when you hear somebody say that there's a recession, there's not no jobs out there. Nigga, you filled out one application. You know what I mean? It ain't no recession, man. You can get it. You can still get it. It's out there. You just got to go and get it. The money ain't going to come to you. A job ain't going to come to you. You got to go out and get it. But that be the main thing, you know? When somebody's fucked up, they quick to say that.
Yeah,
Oh, Emma's live. She's here.
On the spot. That's how I do. Emma just came in live on the spot.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Yeah, but you know what, though? The other thing, do you feel like a lot of us sometimes it's our pride and stuff that it's our pride sometimes that definitely keeps us in situations where we feel like we're in a recession because we want that corporate job, but sometimes we have to settle for something that's not within, you know, that we really don't want to do because we got to get the money. Like, I mean,
My thing is, like, you know, people just come out of the blue and, like, I ain't working for no $8 a month. And you're like, damn, you got a pro before you walk. You ain't graduate from college. You ain't do, you know. I mean, you know, from my experience going to different places, you know, when I went to L.A. and, you know, a friend of mine, which is my daughter's godfather as well, he's Mexican. You know, he's a real OG out there. He's a real, you know, down-to-earth person. And you know, these immigrants, they work so hard for their money, for what they want. They get it. They work so hard. And I get mad when they be like, oh, you know, about the wars and about all this crazy shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, you know, these people actually work hard. Then you come to the hood and everybody's just like, no, I'm not working, man.
Uh-huh.
I'm not doing that. I'm not mopping that floor.
Uh-huh.
And that this person will. They'll mop the floor, the walls, the ceilings. They gonna get that money. And that's why I think that's why in the hood we so fucked up sometimes. And I say us because, you know, I was the same way too.
Yeah.
So that's why I say sometimes we fucked up.
So you feel like sometimes we're kind of spoiled. You know,
we spoiled
in the sense that, you know, if we go back home, because, like I'm Nigerian, I'm African, and, you know, you got a lot of foreigners, you know, we got Hispanics, you know, they come back. If you send the kids back home and they see the struggles that people are going through, and, you know, they come here, you know, they appreciate it more, but we that the kids that are born here or that's been here since they was little, they don't know no better, you know. They don't know no better. So if you tell them, oh, nah, I ain't doing that. So how do you feel about the whole, they trying to pass the whole law and, Arizona actually about the whole that the Mexicans coming over here and all the
That's retarded. You're just going to stop because he looks Mexican or he's Latino. You're just going to pull him over. That's the Arizona thing you're talking about, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's just retarded. It don't make no sense. You know what I'm saying? How would they feel if they go to Mexico? Because when they go party in Cancun and all that, how would they feel? They get pulled over and locked up for no reason.
Yeah.
Just because you're not from here. I don't care where you're from.
That's
you're not
true.
From here. You know, they wouldn't like it. But, you know, that then again, that's just politics. You know, I stay away from that. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? I don't want nothing to do with that. It is what it is.
Hey.
You know? But, yeah.
All I'm saying is when you need some nannies, when you need that person to fix the construction on the side of the road,
yeah.
when you need somebody to do your lawns and all that stuff, don't start the crying. You know what I mean? If your McDonald's knew it,
This is a true story. Let's, I'll put you on. I was in L.A. for 3 months.
Uh-huh.
While I was out there, it was something with the you know, the illegal immigrants
uh-huh.
and all that. It was something going on. And these people went on strike. Now, let me tell you, everywhere in L.A., every corner got a taco restaurant. The, you know, the dude washing the dishes over
mm-hmm.
here, everything. When they shut down, when they say, you know what, we're not doing nothing, these people was hurt. They ain't know what to do.
Wow.
And you know, I witnessed it. I was in Orange County. Nobody don't believe me. Google it. Look it up. These people was hurt. They ain't even last a month. And these people went back to work and everything was normal. So I don't understand. Stop fucking with them.
Yeah.
You can't live without them.
I say, leave them alone because I'm telling you, if you really look at it technically, the majority of the United States is made up of immigrants. There's nobody that's really truly American person, actually, because at the end of the day, we send the Native Americans over there to, you know, to another side of the area. But anyway, the Hispanics are the descendants of Native Americans anyway,
yeah.
So they own this land. so, you know, start acting silly. But anyway, we live on Lush Radio Online, man, with Jason. We got another joint next in line. Tell us about that one and how it was working on that joint.
Well, that came through my man Dwight. I went out to North Carolina, North Carolina. Shout out to the whole North Carolina. I was out there, I did a show with Ace Hood, and we just decided to do a joint together. The next day, he, you know, the verses in my email, and it was on from there. You know what I mean? So, next time I'm featuring Ace Hood, shout out to Cali, shout out to Rick Ross, shout out to the whole Bay County, Oklahoma, Miami, everybody.
Definitely. Shout out to Ace Hood.
Shout out to all of y'all definitely doing your thing down south, man. Down south is definitely moving. And since we're talking about down south, don't forget to go to Coast DJs Convention, August 27th to the 29th, you know. You know, shout out to Lil Fest. That's my dude right there. Shout out to Lil Fest. That's my little brother. And shout out to Nick and everybody out there. We're definitely a media sponsor. Check out the flyer. Y'all see our logo on there, man. It's definitely going down.
Uh-huh.
Two interns to go down there to represent us. We got the VIP passes for media. So if you're trying to go down, hit us up on Less Radio Love.
Little Fast Cool. They call my Little Fast Cool. I met him. We was at a studio on 38th Street.
Uh-huh.
Walked in there. You know me. Everybody's chilling. Everybody's doing what they're doing.
Uh-huh.
I go in the booth with my little cup. I did like 3 joints with him. So send one of them joints out. We can stop playing.
Hey, Lil Fast, I'm going to have to call you, all right? Jason said he needs to definitely get one of them joints out there. So, yo, this little dude right here, 21 years old, started his business when he was 18. We interviewed him. He shows us man love. And they made enough money to go and move their whole office to Miami, and it's popping right now. It's popping. So shout out to Coast DJs, my whole squad. Love y'all to death and everything. Next in line, Jason, let's go.
I won't quit, can't trust nobody, niggas wear disguises. question. I'm destined to make it, that's why I stress it. Got them breathless, yes. Niggas wanna look with a different expression. I thank God for the gift I was blessed with. Say goodbye to the game, no recession. I'm the one they cannot mess with. Can't stop till we all eat. Jason, I shine so much, they'll have to deport me.
Y'all heard that joint right there, Jason, next in line, DJ Postiles is running that, you know, on the radio, you know.
Postiles, Power 105.
Definitely, Power 105, heavy hitters, yeah. The Rock Boys, you already know what it is, man. We live in the building, and, you know, I want to know what y'all guys feel about it, because this is Hot or Not Fridays. I want to know your honest opinion about it, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to go to the lines. I want to know what Boston thinks about that. My boy, Bugsy, what you think? Hot or not?
Well, first off, I want to say, like, my opinion ain't got really nothing to do because homie's in the booth. Like, it's much respect to him. And, you know, I normally give, like, lukewarms out here and there because, you know, certain joints that you get, they you know, they are what they are. We ain't going to speak on them. But I am going to say, like, I give it up to this dude right here, you know what I mean? Like, he definitely doing his thing.
Bugsy, it sounds like you kind of mumbling a little bit, man. We can't hear
you. Can you hear me now?
Say it again.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
We can hear you, yeah.
Okay, I said I've been listening to him and listening to his lyrics and his words, you know, his delivery and everything. And you know what I'm saying? That's why I'm definitely giving this kid the H, man, because, you know, he's doing his thing, man. He's not out here lollygagging and just giving you half-ass verses, you know what I mean? He's definitely putting in his work and making him connect with me doing the damn thing. So you getting that stamp, as Google would say, you getting that official stamp from me here.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
That's what it is. Y'all heard that live, Bugsy, live from the Boston area.
Uh-huh.
We got the Irvington, New Jersey area. You know what I'm saying? What up, Google? What you think about that, fam?
Yo, you know this is real radio, and I don't play. Like, we play songs out the frame. When it's necessary, but tonight I'm just gonna say how, you know, like I was checking out this record and I broke it down like that quick, like the ad libs was there, you know, Ace Hood complimented his verses, like it was a nice combo, like right there, those two on that track. And then what I really want to say is both of them delivered on that track because you could tell it was from the heart what they trying to do. Where they trying to take their position, and I was just kind of tuned in to both of them complimenting each other, spitting on the same track about the concept. We nest in line, so like I'm feeling it, and like I'm definitely like feeling the whoever kind of did that beat because it's definitely ready for the radio. So
hey,
I see the video. I mean, you know, I mean, we keep it real around here, man. I could just definitely say, man, like. The joints I heard tonight definitely entertain me, man. And if you're not here to entertain me, I'm gonna break you down some other kind of way. Because I'm only out here listening to be entertained. I ain't here for the foolery and the fuckery. You know what I mean? So I mean, cats, you know what I'm saying? Like cats out here rapping, you can't kill 20 niggas a day. I'm telling you, I'm sorry, it ain't gonna happen. You know what I'm saying? So, yo, it is what it is, man. Deliver it from the heart. Deliver your music from the heart, yo. You might get somewhere. This is why we here. Tim.
That's what's up, Guru.
Yeah.
We got another caller from the 347. You're live in the building on Lush Radio Live with your boy Jason. Jason, name where you calling from, 347.
You already know Gorilla Tone CEO, Latin Gorillas in the building.
Yeah.
Well, I'm Gorilla Tone. What's poppin', fam?
You already know we run the Bronx. We got the shit on lock. Niggas want in this industry in the Bronx that come see us. We heavy. You already know we got the radios on lock. Hot 97, Power 105, DJ Robbie Rob, G Unit. Niggas gotta come see us, man. We run this industry right now. We got it on smash. Red Room Studios rocking heavy. You know what I mean? The Ivy League is coming out. This is what we do, man. We run the city. You already know, man. Niggas don't know. Ask around. Gorilla Tone.
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. How is it working with Jason, Gorilla Tone?
Well, Jason's my little brother, man. You already know me. I'm his navigation system. I make sure I got him to the right direction. That's my main concern. You know what I mean? He's in a situation right now, signed to a label and management, and I'm just making sure everybody working and doing what they need to do. You know what I mean?
That's what it is. That's what it is. You got any words for Gorilla Tone, Jason?
You already know. That's my brother. We'll get the Ciroc pop in a little while. Yo, it's so crazy. I'm running around in the streets working, doing what I need to do, and I totally almost forgot that he was up in your radio station, and I had to zoom to a phone ASAP and let niggas know what it is. You know, I just got to let him know that he got the powerhouse behind him. Like, we doing what we do. You know what I mean? We so focused. It's just that, you know, the funds is unlimited. Shout out to Gucci Boys. Shout out to Land Gorilla. Shout out to Draft Pick. Shout out to Team Entertainment. Shout out to those who support us. For those who don't support us, I don't know if there's explicit radio or not, but fuck y'all. This is how we doing it.
Get the fuck out of here. Tell them get the fuck out of here.
You already know. We heavy. The bank is heavy. Like my man Mike Beck said, rest in peace. Heavy bank all day. That's how we doing it.
No. Yeah, shout out to Mike Beck, man. Definitely, shout out to 4CVT, man. They definitely got to from him.
Shout out to Gorilla Tone for moving out of there and giving Lush Room a place to, you know what I mean, do their radio station. This is how I do. I'm a trendsetter. I make shit happen. If I didn't move out, there won't be no radio station there.
Oh, wow. Someone is going in tonight.
You already know.
No, we love you, man. You was off the hook, okay?
Crazy.
Tone is off the hook right now, but we live in the building with your boy Jason. Jason, you got any final thoughts to you know, let the people? If you got any advice for the youth trying to get into the industry, what would it be?
I mean, don't think you're just gonna start rapping or you're just gonna get into it, and tomorrow you're gonna be in that fly Benz. You know, you're gonna have jewelry. You're gonna have, all that shit is fake, man. You know what I'm saying? A lot of these rappers do videos. They got all the stuff, and after the video, they got to give it back. You know, and that's the reality of it. You know what I'm saying? Either that or you're just walking around with fake shit. Me, personally, I can't afford no $200,000 chain. I can't afford no $100,000 car. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get to a certain level in my life and take care of my daughter. But, you know, to the youth, man, just don't think everything is featured on screen. There's a grind. You got to do it from your heart, like the homie Guru said, man. Just do it from the heart. Maybe you can get somewhere. It's definitely a process. It's definitely hard. I mean, this could make you or break you, you know what I'm saying? And there's been times where I done felt like, damn, I can't do this no more. But then, I look in the face of my daughter, and I'm like, you know what? I got to give her something different. So I got to use this to my ability. You understand what I'm saying? But, you know, other than that, I just want to shout out, you know, you, Lush Radio, for having me up here. You know, it's always a blessing, you know what I'm saying, because everybody's going to come up. We coming from the bottom. You know, like Rick Ross said, you know, we build it from the ground up. We buying shit, renovated. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Lush, and shout out to Emma, shout out to everybody that supports Jason. If you don't support me, like the radio, get the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? When you mention the Bronx, mention me. You know, shout out to Fat Joe for putting me in a Young Jeezy video. That was definitely a good look. And shout out to every Bronx artist that's doing it right now, because we got to bring the Bronx up. We got to lift this shit back up. You know, the whole New York in general. You know what I mean? So that's where we at. Ivy League coming soon. My new mixtape, DJ Pro Style, hosted by DJ Pro Style. We got Bronx Sun, like I said. Bronx Sun is a new artist with us. We got Young Prez. We got 718. We got Young Cutter, the Hit Squad. We got my man Pop A. We got the Young Producers. I mean, we got a movement. This is a movement. It's just not a label or entertainment. It's a powerhouse. You know what I'm saying? We're making it happen for real. So, you know what I mean? We here to grow something. Let's show your face real quick.
Yeah,
just
hey. It's another one of the artists right here. If you're on YouTube, check them out. Check them out right there. Right there, right there.
You know what I mean?
Hey, shout real quick, man. Tell everybody your Twitter and everything.
Yeah, man. It's Charles Bronson, man. That's it. Look under that. You good.
Like I said, man, thanks to Lush, man. This beautiful lady right here is doing it, man. I love to see my women in power and getting it popping and doing something constructive. You know what I'm saying? Being independent, for real, man. We got to support the women, man. You know what I mean? We came from a woman, so you know what it is, man.
Wow, that's what it is, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you just make me want to give you a hug right now. Give you a hug. Give me a hug. Give you a hug, bud. For real. Definitely, we salute you, and we definitely bless you. And I wish that everything you want in life comes to pass for you, you know, you and your children, because, you know, we need more people like you that's definitely doing their thing in the streets, you know, and definitely you are a role model for a lot of the youth out there trying to get in the game and do their thing. And, you know, let's get the fuck out of here Fridays. And you know what? I'm not holding my tongue because it's Friday, and some of y'all cats need to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
For real. Okay? So a lot of things went down today, you know, that kind of disturbed me, like my ride coming up here. Whoever was the driver on the bus today when I was coming up on the Megabus, shout out to the Megabus, but y'all was slow. Shorty had to stop using the restroom, all this stuff. You know what I mean? He needs to get the fuck out of here. That's why, you know, some of y'all cats don't need to be behind the wheel. You know what I'm saying? For real. Driving slow. You're driving Miss Daisy. Get the fuck out of here. So shout out to you. And you need to get the fuck out of here.
She
got Latin back up.
All
you
guys do is call it the
river. For real, man, y'all need to get the fuck out of here. And then on top of that, man, this heat wave is coming back. I thought the heat wave went down. The heat is back. I was sweating. And yo, why do I want to go underneath the train? And I'm like, it feels like a sauna. And I was sweating like crazy. That heat in the subway needs to get the fuck out of here. So shout out to that heat out there. And Jay, you got another get the fuck out of here for the people out there?
Like, nah. I mean, you know, we had enough, get the fuck out of here. But just for another one, just get the fuck out of here.
Hey, Guru, get him, man. Get him. You got to get the fuck out of here, man. Get him. Hey, Guru, you there? Emma got the sign, get the fuck out of here, on the sign, man. Check that out. If you don't know, then you better get the fuck out of here. So, Buzzy, you go ahead and get him, man, because I don't know what Guru is. He might have had got the fuck out of here.
I'm right here, Lush.
Then he was watching TV, man.
I'm actually getting back to the lobby and bringing you up on live on Ustream, Lush.
Go ahead and tell them why they need to get the fuck out of here, man.
Oh, I'm gonna tell them to get the fuck out of here right now because number one, we live on Ustream, and we gonna be real regular with this Ustream. So if you see me on Twitter, and you bypass the Ustream, get the fuck out of here because it's up and down. We looking for viewers. Tune in and get your mind right. That's what we here for. Tune in.
Yeah,
I see that big sign up there.
I see a couple people, they be like, first thing they say, you don't even exchange numbers or nothing or something, you're not following me. I know you how to
flip. Get the fuck out of here.
That's crazy.
Hey, yo. Yo, that's 50 seconds, yo. You ain't following me back, stop trying. Get the fuck out of here. Yo, Bugsy, tell them why they need to get the fuck out of here.
So you already know, man. If you ain't rocking with Lush Radio Online by now, if you ain't getting your daily fix of that good shit, man, you already know. You need to tuck your tail and get the fuck out of here, man. It's official. Get washed and get rode on.
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. Jump on a wave or get washed up, man. We got to let our special guest back here, you know, tell them why they need to get the fuck out of here. You know, another one of the odds. You want to tell them why they need to get the fuck out of here?
Yeah, all the haters, get the fuck out of here.
He emphasized
LG all day.
He emphasized that was shit. That's
yo,
from the
that, that sounded like he was real vexed over there. I felt that.
Friday,
oh, man.
In that radio station right now. We popping. You know where we at tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So
they
have to get the fuck out
of
here.
Actually, tell them where y'all
going to
be at tonight.
Nah,
I can't
do that.
Oh, you can't tell them?
Nah.
You can't tell them tonight?
He said can't do that.
Oh, y'all got to find out on the Twitter. You know what I'm saying? Follow. Who is Jason? Then maybe you can know what activities are going down.
Yeah.
Where it's going to be.
Edit. So they ain't going to post it on Twitter. Follow Jason. I'm not going to be on the ground. You know what I mean? But I'm
going to
follow
for the night.
For real. Make sure you log on to Oh, this is Twitter 101, man. Stop putting your location where you at on your Twitter, man. Come on now. Take the location off, man.
That's got to be one of the... Got to be one of the goofiest applications I ever seen right there, man. It's goofy, yo. But you want people to know your every move. Like, every time you Twitter, that shit, like, every move. Oh, I'm in the bathroom taking this shit. This is my location.
But see, this is the thing, right? You know when you add the location on your Twitch, y'all need to take that off. You know, because people can actually, like, go in there. You got some hackers that really was trying to find out where you at right now. You know them stalkers,
man. At the McDonald's on 38th
Street. Like, you waiting outside, blowing all the stuff, talking about, Jesus.
Get him.
I see you.
Somebody going to be following you on Twitch for real.
Yo, shout out to all the goofies, all the haters out there. That's free promotion for us, man. Shout out to y'all. And shout out to Team Studios, which is located at 752 East 137th Street, Bronx, New York, 104. 7 days a week. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Team Studio. Shout out to the whole squad. Lust Radio, you know what I'm saying? Squad up. Rest in peace to my man Stack Bundles. Rest in peace to Mike Bex. Rest in peace to G Baby. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace to Big Pun. Rest in peace, everybody. Shout out to everybody that definitely support us. Lust Radio Online. Don't forget to keep it locked. Saturday it goes down. Christian Dior and Lord Finesse live in the building, live streaming. You need to come through. Yeah, rest in peace to Sano also, man. You know what I mean? Shout out to everybody. That's what's up, man. Shout out to everybody that lost a loved one in this past year week. And don't forget, on the 15th, I'm flying out to Atlanta. So all my cats is connected to ATL. I'll be there, so I'm going to check in with y'all, man.
My singles ready.
Hey! Yo, Lust Radio Live, man. I don't do it for me. I do it for the people. We support everybody out there that's trying to get a voice. Don't forget, DJs is going down. We got spots open. Be a Lust Radio DJ. You an upcoming DJ. You really trying to get your mixes on and really get your word out there, then you need to hit me up with your hottest mix at CEO Lust Radio Online at gmail.com, and we'll definitely put you in the mix. Okay? So we out of here, man. I think we need to end off the song with a hot Jay song joint, right? You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Y'all pick it. What y'all want? You know what I'm saying? or should we play voicemail? Shout out to Kareem. Maybe we should go ahead and play voicemail. What y'all think? You know, I do like Kareem's voice and Jason on there, you know. You know, shout out to all the people that's living their menage a trois relationship. You know what I'm saying? You got your shorty, the main squeeze, and you got your side chick that's a freak that do all kinds of things for you. You know what I'm saying? But holds you down. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, hey, but shout out to the stalkers, though. You know what I'm saying? Voicemail, we out of here. Peace. I get fed by Emma, son. I get food delivered to me in here. Lust Radio Online, son.
Rice and beans.
Son, rice and beans. Son, voicemail. We out here, man. It's crazy right now. Thank you.
so priceless. Nice hips, half Dominican. Light skin, caught me by surprise. I was blinded, short as a drug. So I asked for a little one consignment. Full time waitress, just a little time spent. I got a girl, you know about it, just a little process. Said it wasn't fake, cause I'm the only one that profits. I saw my friends of my name, business, you my shit. Fifth that brown bags, you be on that fly shit. I know I got a wife at home, and that's always the topic. I ain't trying to leave her, but the other one got my kid. And we just met, and look at all the things that we accomplished. Yes. And I'm the reason you stand with. And I'm trying to make it work, I can't promise. Wet like a hydrant, let's set the record straight. And make it fast, baby, I ain't got much time left.
That's the sound of the voicemail. I know where you at when you don't pick up your phone. You're feeding me tips, telling me to stay strong. I miss you when you go back home. That's the sound of the voicemail. But I can't get enough of you. And at the end of the night, you go home and it's right. Holding my pillow tight, it's over you. I'm a sidekick in secret. That's not the way I want to keep it. I know everybody's teasing, but I just can't leave you alone. Making promises you don't keep them. You keep saying you're gonna leave us. I continue to stand by you, holding you down. That's the sound of a voicemail. I know where you at when you don't pick up your phone. You're feeding me deep, telling me to stay strong. I miss you when you go back home. That's the sound of a voicemail. I know where you at when you don't pick up your phone. You're feeding me deep, telling me to stay strong. I miss you when you go back home.
Your friends are saying that you need a man. Damn, I gotta blame myself. I tell you to leave your man. When I'm in the crib, I think about you. I don't understand. And everything you want, you got it. You know I don't treat you bad. Nah, selling me is cool, baby. I can see you mad. I know you gotta live your life, and I ain't trying to keep you back. You tell me you sleep alone. I'm at home kicking back. And every time I call you, girl, it's not just for a piece of ass. Nah, girl, you know you got me signed up. When we in the bed, you go hard. Rihanna. See what we got is cool. I'm trying to keep the two. It's like you with it. 1 minute, you kind of time confused. I hope you never try to make me choose. It's like I'm waiting for some reason, I'm always to choose. So I'ma give it to you straight up. Let's get it in, we can talk about it later.